Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the State of Jefferson, simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, days, the weeks are just ripping by. The years are ripping by. And it's Evil Weasel Wednesday yet again on the 24th day of August, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 82 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of Northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 87 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's just dry, 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 dry. That's all I'm going to say is dry. It's fucking dry here. Where are the lakes? I mean, there's whole fucking lakes gone. Big fucking lakes. It's dry. Let's see what we're going to get into here. U.S. to send, well, let's see, we've been a while, it's been about like a week or so, we ain't sent no hundreds of millions, we ain't sent no millions to them, so we got to catch up. U.S. to send $3 billion in aid to Ukraine as war hits 6 months. What fucking war? We got no war with fucking Ukraine or in Ukraine. We got nothing to do with those sons of bitches, except that they're the New World Order crowd, man. They're fighting for a new world order. We got the fucking piece right here where one of their ministers is talking about the fact that they're fighting for a new world order. That means get rid of your fucking goddamn form of government. Get rid of the autonomy that is self-rule. Get rid of fucking freedom. Get rid of liberty and become a one world fucking commie fucking citizen and a slave to the fucking system. And then, and of course be ready to be called because they're calling these the people as we speak. We'll get into it in a second. Take your brain. It's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me. Cause I'm the one made you see.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, U.S. to send $3 billion in aid to Ukraine as war hits 6 months. This ain't our fucking war. Fuck Ukraine. This is not goddamn... anywhere on our fucking continent even. And here we are fucking, I don't know about you people, I'm tired of doing that, I'm tired of living like a goddamn fucking third world fucking goddamn peasant because so that they can fucking play, well, they're handed, well, shit, let's get real. This shit's going, this is just a fucking goddamn mafia, this is a fucking, where the Biden fucking crime family has based in fucking Ukraine. That's why they sit there and they keep the people. You can't come in here and watch this too. It's too dangerous. There's a war going on here. And then they go in there and they pass. And they cut up the fucking money. And they fucking hand it to their New World Order buddies. Just like fucking Trump did. Trump, that fucking treasonous son of a bitch. They gave $3.2 trillion fucking dollars to the dirty cocksuckers that fucking made record profits from the day that they were busted. Fucking for international fraud with the derivatives bubble crash. Never went to jail. Never had to pay a dollar of it back. Fucking, they got, you know, three, and Trump gave him 3.2 more trillion, because we need to, we need them to trickle on us. We need them to piss right on us, don't we, Trumpy? There was some Trump tard came on the goddamn, when I first got up, there was a fucking comment from a Trump tard. I hope you're listening, you son of a bitch. You fucking ignorant cocksucker. I'll call you one right to your fucking face, you piece of shit. That motherfucker has, he violated the fucking Bill of Rights. He is in violation of the fucking law of this land to the point of treason and sedition. And if you're with him, buddy, so are you. You got the same rope coming to you. Quick trial, fucking long rope, quick drop. Where were we? This is from Associated Press. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. As Russia's war on Ukraine drags on, U.S. security... Russia's war on Ukraine, what the fuck's that got to do with us? What's that got to do with me? I'm telling you right now, as a sovereign national of this fucking country, the owner of this fucking country, that has had anything you've taken and given that is mine, you motherfuckers have taken through fraud and you know it. You are a fraudulent operation. You committed fraud when you fucking, well, fuck, you committed fraud from the get-go. That original fucking constitution was a fucking fraud. That is not the consent of the people. It was never ratified by the people. And you've been fucking sleazy fucking goddamn aristocrats all the way down the fucking line to today. And there's been this, the goddamn ignorant, the ones that will fucking suck your fucking ass that you have brought up and you've elevated to higher levels so that they, well, when you look at them, they're sitting there, they got, you know, fucking money. They got money for some reason. They got fucking wealth and everything, and they're dumber than a fucking sled runner. They don't know up from fucking down. They think the fucking island of goddamn Guam will tip over if you put too many people on one side of it. These are the motherfuckers that are fucking running your life and ruining your fucking life, and you are fucking allowing it to happen when you don't have to. No longer, okay, as Russia's war on Ukraine drags on, U.S. security assistance is shifting to a longer-term campaign that will likely keep more American military troops in Europe into the future, including imminent plans to announce an additional roughly $3 billion in aid to train and equip Ukraine forces to fight for years to come, people. We've had fucking war for fucking ever. Remember when Bush fucking stepped up and said, at least 100 years, this war could go away. War! Who's making the fucking bucks and who is fucking paying for this shit? Who's living in goddamn misery and who's living in fucking luxury? Who's riding around in a yacht with a goddamn gold spigot and who's living in a fucking hobble that owns this goddamn country? See, these international motherfuckers have let their goddamn buddies in from all around the fucking world. They're not Americans. They can't trace their lineage to this country. That's why you got goddamn people, supposed representatives of the people, in your fucking Congress, in your Senate, that they came here 6 months ago. And already they got more than fucking any goddamn American will ever have. And sitting there talking about how they're going to make you men be women and you women be men. And you're going to all fucking bow at their feet. You want to bet, you stinking motherfucker? I'll bury your ass. That's what I'll do. Or you'll bury mine. But you'll never fucking own me. U.S. officials told the Associated Press that the package is expected to be announced. See, we have another package. It's just a package, people. As our people, goddamn American nationals who can trace their lineage in this country back to before the fucking so-called Revolutionary War, the uprising that was fucking hijacked by the fucking aristocratic cocksuckers that were running the colonies. The people that are fucking, you know, living, like I said, under God, these people are living under fucking bridges. We got a package for Ukraine. Who in the fuck is Ukraine? What the fuck is Ukraine to me, you son of a bitch? You know it's nothing. This is a goddamn scam. It's a fucking, I mean, God, the people here barely had any goddamn thing left. The fucking scraps that they threw you off the table, they want them motherfuckers back now, too. And they want to fucking chop you up and fucking sell you for fertilizer. That's how much contempt these spineless, and they ain't your goddamn intellectual fucking betters. They're not your equals. They're not your fucking goddamn physical fucking equals. They're not your betters. So how can the fuckers these toxic? Because they're sleazy. They have no fucking conscience. And that's what you got to remember. Never fucking forget it. When one of, they've been for fucking how many goddamn years coming up on the stage and saying, God bless you all. And God, God's with it. God, 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 God. Well, he's a man of God. I come into the I vote for man of God. God, I'm God, man. Yeah. You fucking retards. You fucked me, you son of a bitches. You think I don't want your hair too? You think you're just gonna walk through this shit without getting any on ya? You wait and see. Every one of you Trump tards. That's what you are, a retarded motherfucker who doesn't know up from fucking down. Oh, we'll let a couple of fucking acts of treason pass because, well, it's Trump. It's my Trump guy that I got my head up his ass. If he made a quick left, it'd break my fucking neck. You sicken me. You are disgusting. Where were we here? Okay, U.S. officials told the Associated Press that the package is expected to be announced Wednesday, the day the war hits. It's the six-month mark. Hey, goddamn, we got to celebrate tonight, guys. It's a celebrating the six-month day of the fucking Ukrainian independence under a, is independence in the New World Order. Not kind of like an oxy-fucking-moron? Hey, oxymorons, is it, Nick? 6 month mark and Ukraine celebrates its Independence Day as a goddamn pusher for a one world system that removes all independence from the people and from any fucking sovereign nation, especially from the fucking people. That's your independence. I mean, that's how dumb you're supposed to be that you'll read that and go, there is an Independence Day. So I'm going to go vote. I think I'll vote. You fucking retard. Independence Day. The money will fund contracts for drones, weapons, and other equipment that maybe you not may not that you may not that may not see the battleground for a year or two, they said. So we're building into the future for this future. I mean, goddamn, you had fucking you stopped the war in Afghanistan, a 20-year fucking war, guys. All those guys who got their arms blowed off, all those guys who got their legs blowed off, all those people that got fucking killed, all those fucking people that got their fucking minds ripped out. All of it for fucking, for what? Come on, tell me, for fucking what? To make fucking Afghanistan number one in opium production? Was that what it was all about? Or because Afghanistan had rare earth minerals and the fucking contractors were in there making trillions of dollars while you were fitting the bill at $1 million per soldier to hold the place while they did it. And then when you we back out of there, you leave them with a goddamn fucking arsenal that makes them a fucking world fucking threat. Is that what it is? Is that what happened? Is that what happened in Iraq? In Iraq, didn't they just pull out? And then they had, we left an army in place there. It's our army. It was the people's right. Actually, it was the Iraqis that were rising up. We were just helping them a little bit. We were just advising them, giving them some equipment. Let's see. And soon, fuck, you didn't even get out the goddamn door. The door wasn't even fucking shut behind you. And they went in and they took their goddamn fucking desert camels off. And they put their fucking black fucking goddamn fucking uniforms on, and hey, Al Qaeda's a threat to the world. Goddamn, they're just like the Nazis. Goddamn, take over the world. Got to have a war forever. Got to have a 10. Well, it was more than 10 years, man. It was like fucking goddamn. How long has it been? It's two. What damn near 20 fucking year war. A war for that. And what all those people dead? Like I said, are you guys out there that fucking went for this shit? They went, they knocked down the World Trade Center. There's people out there with brains screaming, no, they didn't. It's impossible. The engineers who understand fucking how buildings come down, how implosions work, how the goddamn Jews and the goddamn, well, the Mossad and the goddamn CIA blew the fucking building down, how Building 7 was rigged, how the lady was standing in front of the Building 7 reporting that it had fallen before it had fallen. You gotta, and again, you gotta be a fucking retard not to fucking see it, or a coward. A retarded coward, maybe. Who knows? The total of the aid package, which is being provided under the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative. I just love it when they put a big freaking word on fucking theft. You're stealing my fucking money. I do not give you permission to use my money for this purpose. You motherfucker, you do, you are to, supposed to, you claim that you fucking represent the people. They don't represent the people. They never have. They are running a rogue, fucking unlawful, fucking corporation. And they're getting ready to have another rogue corporate fucking goddamn, I mean, this is a goddamn enemy occupational fucking goddamn midterm election coming up here. How many of you people are going to go over there and participate in that fucking treason, huh? How many of you are going to go commit sedition again? Well, I voted for, look at some poor son of a bitch over there, his fucking arms and legs blowing. I voted for, you go, hero. That's what you, hero. Why is he a hero? Why are any of them people that got blown up in fucking Afghanistan, why are they heroes? Why? What did they do to become heroes? Guard fucking goddamn opium fields? Ship fucking goddamn opium to Central and South America to be processed into heroin? Run that fucking heroin up through and across the fucking United States border? Is that what they done to be heroes? Oh, I say not. I don't know where that sound's coming from, Laura. Maybe you could figure it out.
Huh? Hey, Henry.
Yeah. That's you. Go ahead.
Henry, it's kind of like calling the flying monkeys on the Wizard of Oz heroes.
Yeah, it surely
is. You know them flying monkeys?
Yeah. Yeah, they're not heroes. Yeah, they're, you know, in Vietnam, you could look at it and go, God damn, you know, the dirty, it was a dirty fucking lie. People fucking, I mean, after Vietnam, people understood it. And you just had the feeling like they'll never get away with something like that again. Another goddamn money war where when's the war over? When's the last contract fulfilled? Well, that's when it's over, and then we pull out, see, and there's a bunch of fucking money made for the industrial war complex, and communism marches on. I mean, they sold it to the goddamn, I care about those guys, the ones that were drafted. They didn't have no fucking, it was either that or go to goddamn Canada. Be called a fucking coward because you got some fucking sense. You're not stupid. You're not a god. You actually were a traitor to go there and fucking participate in that shit. Because you were supposed to be going there to fight international communism, the spread of international communism, the spread of international communism. I heard it 1,000 times. But at the very same time, the communist goddamn party had a goddamn, they had a party goddamn headquarters in fucking Chicago, Illinois. Did anybody, Walter Cronkite, didn't you fucking mention that? Why didn't you mention that? And then they talk about when McCarthy fucking did trading with the enemy, anti-American fucking activities fucking thing, and Ronald Reagan was busted in that. As a fucking communist, ends up being the fucking president, and that's when really all this fucking goddamn warmongering shit started. Because it was hard to sell a fucking war after Vietnam. Too many people came, I mean, too many people just got fucking killed for fucking nothing. And everybody knew it, and it pissed people off. People used to have a fucking conscience. And you know, the soldiers coming home, what they wanted to talk about on the TV, you know, on the tube, was the soldiers being spit on when they came home for fucking and participating in that fucking war. Well, you know, 90%, or I don't know, probably less than that. A high percentage, I'm sure, were drafted. They were forced to go over there and fucking fight the fucking South Vietnamese. Or the North Vietnamese. North Vietnamese. Or the South. I don't know. Which is it? Which week is it? And anyway, they were forced to go over there. They did not fucking want to go. They didn't want to leave their fucking girlfriends for the hippies to fuck and go over there and get their ass shot off. They said you had to go, either go or you go to fucking prison. That's when they should have turned, every one of them should have turned their fucking guns, got a gun and fucking turned it on you motherfuckers. No! And when I find out, you know, all these years later that there was a goddamn, actually a communist party, working quite well in the United States at the same time that these people, you know, 50,000 in Vietnam, 30,000 in Korea were dying supposedly to stop the spread of international communism so we wouldn't have to face it here. And they already, I mean, these son of a bitches already had their fucking, communist headquarters set up in fucking Illinois and they were running like a fucking political party. You see what people go, they got the right to do, you know, say anything you want. That's about you believing in, constitution, I mean, that Bill of Rights. And so you can, you know, they have the right to think. Yeah, you can have the right to think whatever you fucking want, please. But you come out and you advocate for communism, which is collectivism, which is the polar opposite of the fucking individual free sovereignty. When you advocate for the destruction of this fucking country, the overthrow of our form of government and the replacement of that government with a communist government, that is goddamn called sedition. And your ass goes up against the fucking wall. You don't like it here, motherfucker. Mexico's that fucking way south. Get to heading. Get on down to Venezuela, and you'll be in your fucking goddamn communist. Communism's all over the goddamn world. We're the only ones that ain't gave it up yet. So you can't say, oh, it just ain't right because I can't be a communist. Get the fuck out of here. You can be a communist anywhere else in the world. You ain't going to be one here. We're not going to accept it. We are individual free sovereign nations. We actually think for our fucking selves. But, I mean, it is the biggest problem that we have is the fuckers that are in our fucking way. And you are in our way, Trump-tard. You fucking piece of shit. You punk-ass cocksucker. You are in my goddamn way. Because you'll suck ass, you'll do whatever, you'll sell my fucking rights. Anything to feather your own bed, you son of a bitch. And you're stupid. You're ignorant. You sit there and you look at the goddamn documentation. You've got, fuck, I can sit here and play the goddamn fucking things of Trump lying to you. Committing fucking treason. By saying fucking, we'll take the guns first and then we'll give them the procedural due process. Like he's too fucking stupid to understand what procedural due process is, huh? It was that he's just too dumb. But you want him, huh? Because he's about dumb as you are, you fucking retard. That's the truth of it. You're sickening. The bump stock thing. Executive fucking fiat? Really? To fuck with our second article of the highest law in this goddamn land? Unalienable? Unchangeable? Fucking law? And fuck, oh, well, Trump wrote it down on a piece of paper. Well, it's Trump. You see, yeah, it's kind of, it is committing treason. We'll admit it, but it's Trump committing treason, so it's okay. Fuck you! We'll bury you with him, you son of a bitch! People. Back to the $3 billion. Unlike most previous packages, the new funding is largely aimed at helping Ukraine secure a medium to long-term defense posture. But see, there's, what they're trying to tell you here is they're going to stretch this motherfucker out until you are absolutely son of a bitch and broke and starving. I mean, that's what they're, this long posture. We're not going to see this $3 trillion. We're going to put up $3 billion tomorrow. We got to have it right down tomorrow. You can buy this stuff so they can use it in a couple years because it's going to be a long fucking war. And fucking wars, you know what they do. They fucking starve people down. Nobody wants fucking war. No fucking rational human being would want fucking war. And it ain't been rational human beings that have started these fucking world wars and all of these goddamn wars in the past. It's been sick fucking individuals that are part of the international corporate mafia. Money! It comes down to the worship of mammon. I'm a hawk. No, you're not. You're not a bird, you fucking idiot. A hawk! Come here, hawk. I got something for you, a fucking ball bat. You're a fucking stupid son of a bitch. You like the goddamn revenue that comes from fucking running young people through the fucking meat grinder. You get a cull of the fucking population And you're usually culling the better part of it because it's usually the poor kids. I mean, there ain't been a goddamn phase and peace long enough to sell the fucking... That's why they can't get no goddamn to go in the goddamn military. You ain't had a goddamn peace, a section of time with enough peace in it that people actually think, well, I could get in there and get an education, get the fuck out and not get killed. This is just straight. We want you to go to Ukraine. We want you to fucking, you get them Khazarian fucking Jews in fucking power. Make them as powerful as fucking Russia. Make them so they can go, you goddamn get your ass out there to work. You put your fucking arm, shoulder to that fucking, fucking wall and you put your fucking nose to that fucking grindstone. You make the goddamn product. You make the goddamn fucking equipment and you hand it to them to kill you with. You got it, stupid? Because that is what you're doing. Those fucking, that weaponry that we fucking left in goddamn, Iraq, did that kill a lot of fucking Americans? It sure as hell did. And that way we left in Afghanistan is gonna do the same. Whether it's sold on the fucking black market. I mean, goddamn, they're worried about me getting a goddamn AR-15 with a 20 round clip in it. They're worried about that. Did you do any background checks on these motherfuckers over there in Ukraine? Anybody? Did anybody do any background checks on finding out if they're, you know, they're wanted for a role, maybe genocide or anything like that? Does anybody ever, I mean, there's two sides to every story. I mean, we have the one here with the New World Order bitch on it. Well, I want to hear the story of the fucking average Ukrainian, what they fucking think. You're never going to hear that, people. That is a hiding place. That is where the Biden fucking, I mean, goddammit, everybody even knows it. I've seen it in many articles. The Biden crime family. You have a fucking crime family. That means that, I mean, we was first started preaching this shit, you know, the international corporate mafia was, oh, you got conspiracy theories, people, this conspiracy. I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote with my vote. That's my, it's my right thing, you see. So that right, then I vote. Then. It's how fucking dumb you are. You had a brain, you'd take the motherfucker out and play with it. You stupid son of a bitches. Each and every one of you are going to answer for your fucking crimes against we the people. Each and every fucking one of you that participated in this goddamn fucking fraudulent fucking goddamn corporate occupation of our country is going to fucking answer. We have the law to make you answer under. And all we have to do is enforce it. And then put our goddamn courts back in place and start running you through like a goddamn, like a goddamn fucking factory. That's how fast you're going to go through that motherfucker. Because it ain't going to take shit. We have the paperwork. I mean, you've sure had your fucking Chinese brethren over there trying to clear all the goddamn documents off the fucking internet, haven't you? But that doesn't matter. People have it all backed up on fucking goddamn files on their own computers, on fucking goddamn zip drives. It's the fucking goddamn, everything you cocksucker, every crime you've committed, you and your mandates, even your mandates are going to get you hung. You issue a fucking mandate without judicial authority, that's a fucking act of treason. That means you fucking hang, son of a bitch. Hang. Now, I mean, you sit there and you think, oh, God, we're in the driver's seat. We got all the mammon behind us and stuff. You're scared shitless and you know it. Because you know what happens when the jungle busts open. Go ahead.
Honey, what is the difference between an oath where you swear an oath or affirm an oath? I've always wondered that. What is the difference between swearing an oath or affirming an oath?
Signing it.
Signing it?
Yeah. That's the
affirmation. What do you mean? Like if you
That's called an affirmation when you sign it. Your oath and affirmation.
So it doesn't, there's really no difference?
Well, you swear an oath and then you sign, you have the oath in front of you. It's that puts it on paper. It makes it instead of a fucking, I mean, it's like a verbal contract versus a fucking written contract. You're putting it in writing and you're swearing it verbally. You sign that
oath. Okay, so why do they say that? Why do they say you swear or affirm an oath when you do it? Why do they say that? Why do they say or? Are they two different things?
Well, you don't have to sign. I mean, you don't have to stand up there and utter the words. If you sign that fucking oath, you fucking, you paid. I mean, that's your signature on a fucking contract saying that you will do this, you will do that. And if the contract's fucking legal under the fucking common law, that's binding by law. If you break that fucking contract and you fucking go against the fucking Bill of Rights, you just committed treason. You can be hung for that, for violation of that oath.
So any military guy, if you join the military, you are violating the Bill of Rights.
When you go into this military, hell yeah, you are.
It's a total violation. Even though, what if they do it in ignorance though?
The bottom line is, man.
What if it's total ignorance?
That's what I'm talking about here. Your average.
I did it in total ignorance.
Yep.
And if I had to do it again, but now I know it's a completely criminal. I found out when I was in it was criminal.
Well, see, the bottom line is, my friend, is any contract, if you know contract law, there has to be what's called full disclosure. So you fully have to understand what you are fucking signing on to. And the fucking Constitution has been a fraud since the beginning, and that fact is not disclosed to you. And most people that go up and take the oath for the fucking Constitution, and, you know, as going into the service, they are young people, and your heart's pounding, you're so proud, you're going to go and serve your country, you know, and stuff, and everything is so wonderful. But how many of them do you think actually has ever read the fucking goddamn, that Constitution that they're signing on to, or the Bill of Rights?
Never did. And Henry, when I did it, I didn't even care. It was like doing paperwork to me. It was just like, okay, another bullshit, you know, whatever.
Yep, didn't know what you were up against. You didn't know, you were indoctrinated into fucking believing in something that was so unreal. I was the same way. There's none of us that can really point a hard finger. Because, I mean, when I was, I'll tell you what, you know, but say 12, 14 years ago, we've been up about 10 years. No, we've been up 12 years. Oh, 14, 16 years, 18 years ago. If somebody would have said something against the Constitution or the Republic, I would have fought them on the spot with my fists. Now I understand there never was no goddamn Constitution. It was all been a fucking lie. It has been a lie that was designed to fucking enslave me, to take everything that belongs to me, to take my heritage, to take my inheritance as an American national who can trace their fucking lineage back to before the fucking revolution, or the hijacking of the fucking people's uprising, let's call it that. But no, man, no. I mean, these guys, the thing is, this is why they can't get nobody to fucking go and sign up anymore. Because the people are understanding they've had their disclosure. But they did not disclose to you what you were really getting into, what you were really taking an oath to. And like I said, like, I bet you didn't read it. I don't know nobody that's taken an oath I ask them, did you read that? Did you actually sit down? You're getting ready to swear an oath to a contract. Did you read it? Nope. They didn't read it. They didn't even know what the hell they were.
Nope.
That's when they sit there and, you know, when lightning strikes the shit house and everything's going to hell. And you go, why are you doing this, dude? Why are you doing this? Well, because I'm being told to. Well, it's our own fault. We allowed it and you're no worse than nobody else. I'll tell you that right now. At least you've taken the time to understand what the hell was really going on. And you would go against it now. I hope.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I tell everybody, you know, because I was in the Marine Corps, and I always tell people, oh, it's a completely satanic, completely wicked. They're not doing anything that's good. Especially when they say Semper Fidelis, always faithful.
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, to the Pope. Let's see to the Pope. Or, you know, the bar.
If people understood, you know, how the, what the hell am I trying to say here? The fucking, chartering of this country is set up. You see, after the fucking war, the Revolutionary War, it should have been nil. Every law English went. Everything English went. Your law don't get a stay. I mean, that's another thing, you know, they talk about English common law here. No, it ain't English common law here, asshole. We kicked the English and their common law the fuck out of this country. It's American common law, known as the Bill of Rights, and it's written fucking, you use it in litigation. I've used it in litigation hundreds of times. And that's what it's made for. It is the fucking process to reach a just verdict. But, I mean, go ahead.
I don't like how they let the recruiters come to the high schools and colleges. You better not be opposing anything negative.
Hey, like I said, man, I was naive as anybody else. Man, because my brother, two of my brothers went to Vietnam. My stepbrothers, older stepbrothers. And I'm 13, 14 years old. I want to go over there. I want to kill. I want to kill somebody I don't even know 3,000 miles away because they're goddamn communists. And we have to stop the communists over there to make sure they don't get here so we don't have to fight them here. I mean, dumber than a fucking sled runner. But in fourth grade, I had a teacher, man. He was a real fucking teacher. He was a very highly intelligent human being. And he was a goddamn patriot. And he told me, he said, man, you don't have to go over there and kill people you don't even fucking know. He didn't say fuck. He wouldn't talk like that. People you don't even know to find communism. He said, it's already here. He said, if all your life, you challenge authority. He said, just challenge authority, Henry. I mean, he took me aside and told me this because I was gun-ho, whoa, whoa, go, go, go. And he said, challenge authority. He said, when they cannot meet your challenge and show you that authority, you found your communism. There's your fight. And he was absolutely fucking correct. And all the way down the line, that's where we're at now. We're looking communism right in the goddamn face. They're telling us, yeah, we're communists. We're going to make you all communists. You're going to be communist. No, I'm not. I will blow your fucking head off. I will die free or I will live free. One of the two. But I will be free. I will never be a goddamn communist. I will never be somebody's subject, nobody's property, ever. We'll be right back.
White power.
Shut that off, Laura. What happened? Laura! I'm going to try this one more time. Whoever's making all that goddamn noise, get off the goddamn radio now. I will take you off. You won't never come back on again. Don't fuck with my goddamn break.
Who's making all that goddamn noise?
Can you see what caused that, Laura? What, you can't hear me? Laura! God damn it, get on the fucking computer now!
I was making you tea.
I don't give a fuck. You stay on that computer. My goddamn song keeps stopping. There's a motherfucker on there with that's a high volume. You stay on it until this goddamn show's over. Do it. I'm listening to this fucking song all day long.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Looking back on everything and all the things that stay, I can count on memories, cause they don't go away. Good times were hard to hold until she came along. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I'm not always there, I know, but she don't mind at all. As pretty as a picture that hangs on my own wall. She's like Mississippi when the sun comes up at dawn. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. Don't care what the game is, she's always down to play. My world without her seems a million miles away. She don't have to worry, I know where I belong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I've been dealt some aces and I've played them all the same. But she's the only one that keeps me in the game. And no fame or fortune could ever keep me gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. There's a magic down in Memphis that never seems to fade. Even now them voices carry like a lonely serenade. It's the memories that still and always will be on my mind. They move me every time. Everything there is to see. Sometimes I wonder what she ever sees in me. I'm not always right, you know, but she's never led me wrong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. In all my travels, I've never found a way to find the words that say the things I'd like to say. I've sang some melodies, but she's my favorite one. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:49 Pacific time, and that was Memphis Soul Song by Uncle Cracker we listened to there at the break. I'm going to tell you boys something out there. You better fucking listen. Listen to that, Laura. You're on your computer down there now? Are you monitoring like you're supposed to? Okay. Now, anybody comes through with a higher VU than me, anybody comes by with through that line with more power than me, you shut that motherfucker off. You write down the goddamn phone number and the motherfucker never comes up again. You got it clear? You understand me, all you out there? Because a couple of you have done it. Do it again. You're fucking off. You won't come back. I'm not here for you. Okay, where were we now? And you don't like it, I'm at your fucking goddamn service, buddy. 70% more money, what do we hear? 70% more money, MPs from Ukraine decide to increase their salaries. Well, why not? It is the United States of you fucking Ukraine, and the goddamn politicians in fucking Washington, the politicians, the goddamn treasonous, dog shit eating motherfucking aristocratic fucking Zionist foreigners in fucking Washington, D.C., well, they just raise their fucking goddamn pay anytime they get a notion to, don't they? This is from RT News. It was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from the Trenches, worldreport.com. On July 21st, members of the Ukraine parliament decided to increase their salaries by 70%. After the bill for the decision was submitted on July 18th, the parliamentarians were able to implement the vote, unusually, okay, quickly. Oh, unusually quickly, that's the idea. Is overturn, Overton Magazine reported, according to the magazine, the decision was unanimously approved by all remaining parties. Well, yeah, hey, should we all give each other a bunch more money? Oh, yeah, let's do it. Instead of of 28,800 goddamn whatever it is, HRY, VNIA, that must be their currency, as before, the servants of the people, as Zelensky party is called, now earn 49,600 per month. This currently corresponds to around 1,300 euros, and euros is a little less than a buck, I think. According to Overton Magazine, it was officially emphasized that no additional funds from the state budget or funds from international partners are used for this. However, according to a decree 1761, allowances to the salary of deputies from the state budget may be used in which internal financial aid is included. At the same time, unemployment and homelessness rose in Ukraine. Sounds like here, doesn't it? Dump all your fucking money into fucking killing fucking people, into fucking blowing people up, blowing children up. Fucking just destruction. Put all your money into destruction and let your people fucking go hungry. Because the idea is to kill the goddamn population off. The idea is to kill anybody with a fucking conscience off. You son of a bitches will not get away with it. The law will take care of your fucking asses. We will enforce that fucking Bill of Rights and you will fucking pay the fucking fiddler, you son of a bitches. At the same time, unemployment and homelessness rose in Ukraine as a result of the war, while wages and tax revenue fell, according to Overton Magazine. An economic slump is therefore expected, where the economy is likely to collapse by half or more, and the state would need anywhere from 5.5 to 9 billion a month in foreign financial assistance to remain viable. President Zelensky spoke of $5 billion. According to the magazine, the increase in MP salaries has not been well received on social media, where anger is spreading, especially since the surcharges of 30,000 hryvnians per month paid to all soldiers since the beginning of the war had been canceled due to increased military spending. Only soldiers within the combat zone and soldiers during combat operations will still receive surcharges. Of course, a fucking bureaucrat, don't you get it? The bureaucrats are the ones making all the goddamn money for the industrial war complex. The fucking soldiers just fucking meat to run through the fucking grinder. And money comes out the other side, don't you see? You don't have to, I mean, you can promise them the 30,000. Well, it lasted 2 days in combat, through the meat machine, fucking, oh, well, hopefully you had a goddamn insurance policy. If they still do that, I don't know if they have the insurance policy for the fucking wife and kids. I know they're constantly on the fucking tube asking for fucking money for wounded vets. The minimum wage in Ukraine is currently 6,500. The equivalent of 176 euros, and the average salary is 15,000 hryvnians. I mean, I'm going to give a shit about what your currency is. Go to hell. New York homeless shelters packed with 4,900 border crossers. Well, of course they are, because we're getting fucked here too. Only we got to fucking, we can do something about it. We have the fucking law in our hands. All we have to do is enforce it, and this shit can be taken care of forthwith. I mean, we can clear the whole goddamn table off. There'll be no fucking standing army. There'll be nothing. That goddamn federal government, you tell me what they ever done for us people. All they have done is steal, rape, kill, pedophile. They're pieces of conscienceless shit. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The New York City's packed homeless shelter system is now housing about 4,900 border crossers, most of whom have arrived on migrant buses sent to the sanctuary city from Texas by Governor Greg Abbott. For months, Abbott has sent buses filled with border crossers to New York City, which prides itself as the nation's largest sanctuary jurisdiction for illegal aliens. That's most of you is going to hang then, because what you're doing is fucking aiding in a fucking an invasion of the United States of these Americans. What you are doing without jurisdictional authority, motherfuckers, and in violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, unchangeable law of December 15, 1791, that is the people's law called the Bill of Fucking Rights. You're taking from us without due process of law, and you're giving it to fucking goddamn foreigners. You son of a bitches, we will not be replaced like the American Indian was. We won't go down that fucking quiet. And those guys fought like goddamn maniacs too. We'll make that seem like we ain't going down, period. You're going fucking down. When the jungle busts open, man, you motherfuckers have better be on the, well, I don't care if you're on the run or not. We will take you and get the goddamn nicest spider hole in the goddamn world. We will find your ass. We'll have nothing else to do after we take care of the rest of this little handful of cocksuckers, from the Rothschilds down to the royal families to the goddamn monarchies. Well, once all the corporations and the capitalist bullshit is fucking crushed, and we're working on a goddamn free enterprise system with fucking money without goddamn debt attached to it, well, then we're gonna be so strong, and we're gonna have the resources, and our best people aren't gonna be pushed down into goddamn working at gas stations and stuff like that, or on ranches and stuff. The smartest people aren't gonna be pushed down because they're not economically connected through the Masonic lodges, because there ain't gonna be any. You fucking think we won't do it? You wait and see. Then we're coming after you. And then as you're sitting there right now, just going, yeah, we're getting you. We'll see what you're fucking doing then. We'll see what your thoughts are. And you know that there's a force coming after you that cannot be fucking stopped, that is financed to the fucking max. And they're coming to get fucking, they're not coming. They're coming to get revenge. They're coming to bring your ass to fucking trial, to see you drop through that fucking goddamn chute with that rope around your fucking neck and do the shit dance. Got it? I'm really sick. I'm kind of fucking getting too, you get pissed off when somebody, you know, starts playing these fucking games with you. I told this son of a bitch before not to turn up on me like that. Hey, you fucking, you can't find nowhere to broadcast? I don't know what your fucking problem is, buddy, but you better find another fucking answer to it. Because your answer is not here. I'll fucking know who you are by the end of the fucking day, you son of a bitch. Anyways, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I'll know who you are by the end of the day, you son of a bitch. And that is the Word from the Trenches.